Mishami Brachas Daf Lamed Ches. Gemara now talks also about the inyan of not being able to say Kriya Shema, but not because a person is potter, but because we have an inyan of a Baal Keri. Mishnah begins with, you know, in the halacha of a Baal Keri min HaTorah, person that had a Baal Keri, whether a person was a Patashmish or from other reason, so the Torah requires that a person has to have tefillah. And then that night, after it, you don't have to wait till the next day, but after an evening, after tefillah, he's able to eat truma, kachim, or whatever else he is, if he's a kohen, etc. But Ezra HaSofer came and made a takana, made a decree. One of the decrees that he made was that a Baal Keri cannot learn Torah or daven until he does tefillah. Again, min HaTorah, it's not, it's only legabe the din of kachim and truma. But Ezra HaSofer made a takana for even for learning Torah, and I'll explain that again. It has nothing to do with the Divrei Torah, but rather that we'll see in the Gemara and Amud Beis that he wanted to make Zera Shal Yilu Tamid Chum Mitzuyin Eitzel and Shaseim Katana Golem, because they wanted them. They shouldn't be, if every time they would have to have a tashmish, they would have to be, they would be of course carry. To be a Baal Keri, you would have to go to the mikveh, be tovel, and be a lot of bittul Torah. So in order to refrain from that, to stop them constantly having tashmish, like a Tana Golem, he wanted them to make it more difficult, and therefore he was misaki that you can't learn, you can't daven, if a person is a Baal Keri. So more than it in Torah, that applies. Halakha l'maisa today, it doesn't apply today. We'll see again tomorrow that the were mevatel, that the Takana of Ezra does not exist anymore today. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Baal Keri Ma'ar Balibo. So what do you do if a Baal Keri, if the Kunta Ezra's Takana, a Baal Keri can't daven, what do you do by Kriya Shema, what do you do by Tefillah? Baal Keri Ma'ar Balibo. A Baal Keri has to think of the words in his heart, in his mind, but he does not go ahead and make the brachas, lifnev lacharev. Doesn't make the bracha of, you know, the brachas before Kriya Shema, Birchas Kriya Shema we're talking about, either before or after. What about Shema itself? We'll see the Machlokes and the Gemara coming up. What about Shema? But the Bricha, the Brachos, Lefnei Al-Kareh, is not able to make. Al-Mazon. What about Bichas Al-Mazon, which is a Daraisa? And Verach Lachareh, he makes Bichas Al-Mazon, because again, it's a Brachos of Daraisa. Peinol Al-Bracha Fanei, but Bichas Al-Hanin, Brachos that you make before, Ba'amutzi, Mazonis, etc., these things, one does not make, but it's a Baal Keri. You can make a bracha before and after the same Birchas Kriya Shema, Birchas Hamazon. We don't, any according to Rav Yehuda, there's no restriction on the brachos. What is the Machlokas of Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir? We're going to see in the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. Mahar Maharer. What does it mean? Strange Lashon. Maharer, you should be Maharer in your mind. But the Yit Mishnah is talking about brachos. It's Maharer Belibo, Veinim Avarech. What about Kriya Shema? Is the same thing as the Kriya Shema, or is it the brachos? What it was referring to? Ma'am Mahara. Marissa's brachos. Talking about the brachos. That is the brachos. But Shema itself, yeah, you have to say. What's the reason why? Because here are lav kedibur dami. Here is not like dibur. And mele you have a chi of the raisa of Shema. Ezra said it came to make a takana to be able for her to be, so he had to make the tashmish more difficult, and therefore it would require tefillah. But that can't go ahead and remove the entire of Kriya Shema, the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema, or the Chiyuv of benching. Therefore, go ahead, Ma'ar Belibo, you should go ahead and do that. The brachas itself, says the Tanakhama, that we don't do. That we don't do. And again, we'll see what the reason Rav Yehuda says it is okay to do. We'll see what is the Machlokas. The Machlokas is similarly in Bavli, the same kind of Machlokas over here. The Gemara says, and it's a little hard to understand what's the reason why we would matter if it's the Rabbanon, if the Brachos are only the Rabbanon, and the Baal Keri is a Din Ezra, Tarkana from Ezra, so why do we just say you can make the Brachos? It should be taken, you can't do this name is Shaman, Mechas, and Muslims, Daraisa. But the Rabbanon, why we allow you to do that? And there it is, because those Brachos are more like the, doesn't require, Rabbanon doesn't require thinking, doesn't require focus. It's something that just something we do all the time. We say every day. It doesn't require tremendous effort and tremendous. Therefore, that's not really considered the part that was concerning. Rav Yehuda says it's not a concern. Lagabe the din brachos, because it's not it's a simple thing. It's again, it's a Rabbanan, and it's not, doesn't require any special mental anguish, mental exertion, and therefore the halakha would be that you should be able to say Shema and Birkas HaMazon. What about the rest of it? The Gemara has to explain what the Mishnah means. Mishnah is talking a case where there's no water. There's no water available to do tefillah for the carry, to Rav Meir. Because obviously, if there was water, everyone would say, of course, you have to be able, if a Yehuda would say, no one should be able to even do brachos or anything if there's no water. If there's water and you don't go. To my case where there's no water. So then, what's the halacha? So Rav says, Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, the Lenten of Price, so Rav Meir, Bal Kerashem, or Maya Midbo, there is a Kerash Shema. You don't have any water, Bitoivel, you could do Shema. And Rav Meir says, no, but you do it quietly. You don't let your ears hear it. Normally, when you say Shema, you have to say it in Shema in a way that it reaches your ears, you hear it. But Rav Meir says, no, you do it quietly, that you can do. You have to do it because it's mitzvah d'oraisa. But any mashmir leos no. But remember, you don't make the relevant makarel. You don't make any brachas either before or after. Of course, we're talking about Kriya Shema. These are words of Rav Meir. So Gemara Rav Chaim Aimim Kriya Shema mashmir leos no. You could say Shema and you can listen to it. You can hear the words. You could do it. You're not guilty of just saying the words without listening to it. You have to listen to it. And Meir Bakari, that's Bakari has to say it out loud. And you make the brachos the not back around. This would be this. So the vice president was saying that the there's an afkamina, the tumach like a sin. The ragas seem to be arguing number one whether Shema could be said loudly or slowly or quietly. According to Rav Meir, you could say it but quietly. You can't let you hear itself hear yourself say it. And Rita says yes. There's also machlokas whether you say brachos or not would be the same with machlokas. So two way machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda, I should say, and Rav Meir is the Machlokes, again, two aspects. Okay, the Zod the Gemara, the Mahler just mentioned, like the Pnei Moshe brings down the last Pnei Moshe before the Gemara. The Lav Chiyu Daraisa, you don't make a brachos on Daraisa. But Nifsika Halach, the Batlu Tfilas of Balikriim, Karin Shmak, Adakam the Oskim Beturmas Bal Mevarkal a brachos Yemar Arvdira. We don't have it today. We don't. Mavatel the Takan of Ezra, and therefore today any Valkari there's no such din. We can you'll have to say Kriya Shema, learn and brachos Lefanei Lakarel. There is no difference. Now when we come here ask Mal Daraisa Mal Mahara, we assume it meant Lagabe Kriya Shema, and that's the way the seemingly the Gemara learns Mal Mahara, but the Moshe says that Birchas Hamazon Koy. Krishma, of course, would not matter because with the Raisa only matter the first, only need the first pasuk, so the rest of not. But because the Mazini require all the three psukim, all the three brachos, adaraisa, that they have the halakas. You should think you could say the brachos. You can say the brachos without let yourself hear it. So therefore, the condition of Mishnah is that no mahara, but your name most of susa. You don't need to say let yourself hear. Says the Gemara. Tani we learned in the Raisa. What about a Valkyrie? Chayla shnefel tisha kavin. Valkyrie that tisha kavin fell on tisha kavin maya. Now, when you say about a sick person that is not able to go into the mikvah memsa, it's too weak, too sick, or catch a cold. So therefore, what happened? Only 9 kavin of what fell on him. So that was a minimal amount. It fell on him, but he didn't go into the mikvah. So what happened? When it says otor shnefel valkyrie shows lumen shemaim shuvin otor. It went into not a cholah, but a regular Torah that on his head and on most of his body, 3 lugan of water fell. Again, it's not tefillah b'mikvah, but it fell on him. And what happened? The Torah is Torah lads, but it's Torah for himself. And but the halacha is he can learn Torah, he can daven, he can do whatever he wants to. However, since he didn't go into memsa, and most of the way he can't be also the people actually have memsa. Since Ezra said you need to have tefillah. He was mocked there for a chayla that you can have just a kavin that go on him. Tisha kavin is good enough. Then you could daven for yourself. You can do so. But and a regular person, he says, even if you have you can do for yourself. You could be yotze. But in order to be able to do for others, be yotze others that you can't, you have to have. Then you have to go to tefillah memsa. It's not without that. It's not going to be considered good. Again, the reason for that is because we said people were concerned that the that they saw a person go in with putting water on him, a small amount of water on him, and they'll think that that's sufficient, and that you don't have to have tefillah b'mikvah. So therefore, we didn't allow that, and we said that that's not sufficient. Without the memsa, it's part of the takana of Ezra. It's not going to be good to be able to. Without that, to be able to go to head, to be able to say Kriya Shema or Tefillah or anything, like to be able to other people, that you would not be able to do until you have the full amount. Says the Gemara. Rida disagrees and says, Abam Samakom. You always have to have a Memsah. What does it mean? It means, of course, this is in the Bavli as well, that even in Balkari Kacholet, it's no Nakimina, the Halakh of Ezra's Mesaka, the Zakana was for everybody, and there's no Makhlaikas. In the din of how much a person needs, you have to have the memsah, and even a small, even for her, that would not matter to do anything less than that. Okay, so Gemara says that's the machlokes. Now the Gemara goes vayta to discuss interesting halacha is the carry. Doesn't when you say bal carry is a carry only through tashmish? What about without tashmish? What's the halacha? What is Ezra Soif's takana? Talk about what's much of a levy. Ain't carry tashmish amita. Carry is only when you have tashmish amita. But any other carry that just comes, a person sleeping and has a carry and has an emission. So the halacha doesn't apply. Ezra's takana of you can't learn, you can't daven, does not apply. We don't know. We just disagree. The chunasa disagrees with me. Filuratzmo neus bechalom. If a person saw himself having tashmish with someone in a dream. It never happened, but he had a discharge when he woke up. So therefore, that's enough to be considered a balkari in your chayv, even if you didn't have tashmish. So the Gemara says, Rav Chuna Avin Bayin Maimer, the Talmidim wanted to understand that even if you just have a incidental riyah is considered a carry of Amisha, only if it comes from a dreamt about a woman. If you had any other dreams about other types of things that caused an emission, that's not included. That's not a takana says. If you don't have subidata, bayomrin, fildamrecha, no, they disagreed that it can be for anything. No matter what he's dreaming about, no matter what it is, if a discharge comes, if he has a carry and he wakes up and he's carry, and he has carry on him, on a bed, on his clothes, aloka is, he's a Thomas carry and he requires the tefillah He's the tefillah of Ezra of being able to go into to a mikvah. That is the machlokes amaroi. Says the Gemara. Has a kasha. The Brisa learned on the Mishnah, by the Kriyan Tovan Kedakim Betzinah Yom Kippurim, by the Keri could be Tovan Betzinah quietly, privately. Less than the Polikav Yeshua Malevi. So the Chari, this is an argument. This is the dispute against Yeshua Malevi. The Yeshua Malevi says, "Then Keri Betzinah Tashem Shemida," and therefore we had a Machlokas. We just finished saying Rav Chun and Rav Yeshua and Rav Yaakov Barad the name of Yeshua Malevi. What is it? Takana says, is it only through Tashmish, or is it even anything? According to Yeshua Malevi, and carry a little bit of Tashmish, how do you have this Mishnah, Masechus Yuma, that says that a person about carry is able to go, but sin on Yom Kippur to Tefillah? How can you be about carry? If only through Tashmish, Tashmish is also on Yom Kippur. So therefore, it can't be. If I heard from the price says Mashma, that anything, like Av Kuna, even any slightest discharge, even that idea Tashmish is considered also. So the Chayra, the Kashmir Yeshua Malevi. So maybe the price is still in a case where he had Tashmish's wife still Erev Kippur when it was still permitted. But he was supposed to go to the tefillah because he had a carry. He should have gone Erev Yom Kippur to the mikvah before the evening, and then this way it would be tar. But if he got to go to the mikvah, so now he has to go out to his carry, but he through Tashmish, but it wasn't a Tashmish Yom Kippur, it was a Tashmish Taka before. And this would answer to explain the price according to Shulman Levi. But Tani, the Gemara says, that can't be good. My sir, Yosef Kalafta. She wrote so told him, it's in Yom Kippur. He once, so they saw him, but Tamidim once saw him, that he was going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, quietly, privately. You're going to say that such a great, holy person for God? You just finished saying that when this person goes to the mikvah, the Tana sucks about going to the mikvah, that you got to go, but sin on Yom Kippur. You said it's only referring to a case where a person went in, but the person went in and he forgot. He was supposed to do Erev Yom Kippur and he forgot. That's the case. That can't be, because Rashi the Klafta went to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. It's not shaykh to say that Osa Aguf Kaddish, that holy person, forgot. Of course he didn't forget. So if he didn't forget, so what's the deal? He went on and forgot. And so therefore, what's the halacha? The halacha is that that you can go to the mikvah, a person can go to the mikvah to be toivel to miscarry, even if it's just anything. So that was the time that he had to do. So the Gemara says that this is Oshad, we have Mesechus Yom Kippur, Mesechus and Yuma, and the Gemara discusses it in great detail. And Nechvardim and Shulchan Aruch as well, which is a person who has a Tumas Kari in Yom Kippur, supposed to be Doyeg, whether he lived the year, it says we'll have any Sholem, a Sholem in the Olam HaMS. Not a good sign, it's not a positive sign. So Memela, if he had a, Yosef Baklavta had no admission, that's why he did so. And it, again, because he couldn't say he forgot, must have been that he had an admission on the night of Yom Kippur and he went to the mikvah. So how is that possible? There it is, that Dein HaKanami, that even a great person can have it, and it's a fakir. It's not a bad thing, it's not an evil thing, it's just a metzius, and therefore you have to go to the mikvah. The Kanas Ezra replies according to this Madiyama. Says, what are the reason they make the Sol Takana to begin with? Because it's only a tefillah, it was only that a person should not be like Takana Olam. Takana Olam just go and they're constantly having a time with their partners, and they get them, they go then they go eat, and they just go on about their business. So he said, not that Ezra didn't want because of Tumah V'Taira, but he didn't want it to be that people should be in that way, should just constantly have Tashmish, and even before Dominic, before learning Taira, it shouldn't be. Therefore, he made a separation that there would not be opportunity to do so, but Makom, that there are people who don't want to not Vakari, don't want to be part of this tefillah. You still have to be able to be tovel, even if a person is not concerned that it's still all look is that we have to refrain, and this would apply to even if a person is not machuyah, not a bakari, but the look is didn't rabbanon, a person should separate it. It says a makom, a kadosh should go even if there's no consideration. No consideration that there's any concern with the Moses that we have food for everything. If any tefillah at all, if any purpose, you have to go to the mikvah. That's part of the kind of says. The Gemara says, we go by the public baths on the early in the morning. And Gemara says, in the air, what would happen? You'd see his tamidim. Tamidim are waiting to be tevilah b'vakeri before they go to the base marriage to learn. So I said to them, I told you Shachris also, but what do people don't talk to Shachris? What are you doing being told in the morning? And they're like, Kerry, what are you doing here? Yezum v'yezum, go back and learn halachas. Like the morning said, he would announce in the morning, whoever had this tashmish, Yezum v'yezum should go and do tefillah. So we'd give them, he says, what are you standing here in the morning? And to do so, you can learn basic things. You can learn, you can't say Shema Hashem's name, you can't learn Torah, that's not simple Agada, you can't do that. So therefore, he criticized them. But he told him later, and later on he would say, now's the time to go before you start getting more deeper into learning, then you should take a go to what he called. Well, I said, again, many people explained that Kanina was Mevatel, that we don't have Ezra Sasef anymore. That you could go, when we say that there's no need for the tefillah, what does that mean? It means that the look is that there's no bets, and we don't do today. We don't have any din tefillah today that's a requirement. And to prevent for learning a davening, a krishma does not apply anymore without any consideration, without any concern for the manyama that we said before. Says the Gemara, Malara Beisakis Nalak, what about look being Mahara Divrei Torah Beisakise? So the Gemara says, the Cheskiyama Muta, Riasiyamas, we have a machlokes whether you can have Divrei Torah, you can think Divrei Torah in the Beisakise. So they have a machlekes amarai. Zemara says, Amarav Zeira, cause Savakashi Navili. All the difficult thing that I had, Tamatsarita, I did over here. I did here. It was important. Zemara says, Amarav Elazar, by Elazar Shimon. Elazar Shimon says, Kol Asaba Kashi Tavilyom. Any difficult thinking that I have about Tavilyom, Zemara says, Tamatsarita, I did over there. In other words, that's the place where when Siddhartha was able to go ahead and to achieve great things, to be able to learn Torah even in such a place. They were considered, look what came out of it. They're able to come out. So that's the Chayritz, the Bavli, and the bottom head. Again, Bavli and Yerushalmi seem to have a difference of opinion, that the that it's considered us, even though it's minimal, even though we're saying that it's he thought about it in Makom, he himself thought about it in Makom, in a place, in the place like you say, he thought about the halakas, left full yom, halakha l'maisa, we still say that he's able to sit and to learn Torah, and it's not going to answer him. Not going to answer him. Not going to answer him. Gemara says that he was Rav Acha, b'shem Rav Tanchum b'Yerichia, b'yimumah Rav Shulman Levi. Gemara said that tefillah tefillah zos. In the days of Shulman Levi, they wanted to go ahead be oike this tefillah. Tefillah says to be oike. Meina she haGalil she not because of Meitzina, because the women of the Galil went to go in and become barren because of the cold. What does that mean? Because they would go ahead. And they had to be tovel. The tashmish was part of the kind of men and women had to be tovel. So Meila, it was a winter time and it was cold. So it said that the right. So it said what happened. It said that the they shaved the Christmas. They became not able to have children because of the cold of going to the mikvah. Every time they had their attachments, they would have to go into the mikvah. So he wanted to take it away. Something that protects Klal Yisrael from sin. How you take away the gzeira? How you wait to do it? Takan Ezra. You do away with it. They don't have to go to the tefillah. Men and women don't have to go after the attachments. But those who lived on the north, it was freezing. It was water, was cold. And they got sick. But how could you stop it? What's the protection? What's it? Well, how does this protect Klal Yisrael from Avera? Gemara says, "Ma'aseh b'shamishim kramayak." There was a ma'aseh of a watchman of a vineyard. He had a relationship with an eishes and he wanted to have tashmish. Had she masikil and mokum in tovel, and they go out looking for a place where they could be tovel. Gemara says, "Avru avir mashuk," and they came back and forth. Gemara says, "Abadlo avir." Gemara says, "And there the sin was mevatel." So, in other words, that you see that it's that was what he meant when the Gemara says. So this takana was protecting Klal Yisrael from sins, and you want to knock it away. Well, how to protect from sins from very much over here? They went to be tovel to make sure where there's water to be tovel. After they do this ma'aseh avera, and when people saw, they stopped them from doing it. So you see that it stops them. And again, whether the why would the person want to be tefillah if they're going to do over an issur of neshes ish? There it is that there was a. They weren't able to stop, but this is what they were able to. If they wanted to do it right, if they weren't right, feel it would be maybe it would undo the chet if they would go into the mikvah. That's what the ma'aseh see protected them from an avera. Where's another ma'aseh? So ma'aseh, a person wanted to be badak to have relations with the shivka of Rebbe. I'm relations that they mean fellows and it fellows. If my avera, my boss, my mistress is not going to be tovel, I'm not going to be tovel. I'm not going to be tovel. So Mara says, it's only if she goes do I go. And since, of course, she did not go, I can't go to the mikvah, so I can't have a relationship with you because I won't be able to go to the mikvah and to be tovel. Now, here there's a shayla. Does it mean go before she, before the atashmas, did she want to go because she was in need? Or was she referring to going right afterwards to be able to go to the tefillah? The chayra, they were talking about, many of us explain, which seems to be the signal of the Gemara, that it would be the one afterwards that she was saying, I need to have a tefillah afterwards. And I need to go to a mikvah. And without a mikvah, my she didn't go, so therefore I can't go either. So the Gemara says he said to her, I don't understand. What are you tefillah for? You're a behemoth. You're a behemoth. What do you mean you're a behemoth? You're an avid, you're a shivka, you're doing lechamar. So the Amadam Lechamar says the Charedim, says the Pnei Moshe. What do you have to have tefillah for? You're an animal. You're like a Chamar. You're not. You don't have to have it like the Rebbe's wife has to have. So I'm going to say to him, didn't you hear the Torah says that someone who has beer with a behema is mechuyav to skilish, nemakol shokiv the behema mosumas, puts to death. So you see, it's a very clever, smart response. Was the one who stopped him from having an aver, from doing an aver. You see that the idea of tefillah of Tanakh Ezra is something that goes Yisrael and Avera protects Christ from Avera. If it's said that, how can you go ahead? You want to be accurate. So the Gemara says, therefore, says, Lakari, you can't be Yadikarina. However, we'll see. The Gemara Lama, Halacha Lamaisa and Shulchan Aruch, it's something today, while there are people that do, Chassidim, to go to the mikveh every day, because then chance of Tumas carry. Lamaisa, Halacha Shulchan Aruch, Rama says, you don't have to. And today, most people do not go to the mikveh, Antikas Ezra, because of tefillahs. Even when we go to the mikveh Yom Kippur, it's not for the reason of Tumas Keri. Here we go. We go for other reasons, for Yom Tov. It's not because of that takon. Otherwise, we'd have to go all the time. Wouldn't only be that day itself. Okay. So that so what happened? Mar says that again, also another thing was we talked about Nekar. It's interesting. There is Rashi Lo says that before we said the case that the woman would become Nekar, so the Pemosha said that Chesvara was because of the cold. They would go into the tefillah. But up north was so cold that they would go into the mikvah and they would become barren from it. They'd become not be able to have children. So that's one of the reasons why they wanted to do away with it. But Rishmi Sulu learns from the difference. What do you mean, necros? Why would they become necros? Because you're in the Mehira. Yavo Tashmash Mavatlan Matamatayra. Nashim Mashiach has lost my necros. Therefore, what happened is the men are carrying a difference for her, that the men didn't want about the learning. They knew that if they would have Tashmash, they would have to go down to the mikvah, find a mikvah to go to, and before they could start learning. And they didn't want to do that. So therefore, the husband stayed away from the wives. They didn't. Lo Yechol Balei Elishanimayim. And therefore, that's why they became necros. They became necros because they were not. The husband's separated from them, separated away from them. So you see that there was a svara, a very strong svara to mevatel this thing, even though they had also protected Klai Yisrael from sins, as the two cases the Gemara gave. It's an example of praying for machet, and therefore there would be a reason very much to keep the takana Ezra. However, we do not.